Yeah. You guys that are sitting in the front, it might be a good time for you guys to wander back and sit with your mom and dad. So why don't you head back and sit with your mom and dad, please? Never? Oh, I bet you it's sometime real soon. Okay. Camp is a great time. We have a lot of fun there. There's a lot of good things learned, a lot of good relationships built. But we thought it would be a good time for you to hear from people who have actually been there and done the whole camp thing. So I've asked a couple of people to come and share with you their experience at camp and what camp means to them. And I'm going to start with someone who was actually last year one of our program staff. That's Tyler Bowman. So Tyler, if you come up here, I'm going to get you to share a little bit about what camp means to you. Tyler actually never came to camp as a kid. Poor, sad Tyler. Oh, did you once? Oh, I forgot that. So I'm going to let you share what camp means to you now.
All right. Hello, everyone. As Steve said, I was program staff this past summer at Mish for, it was like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Can't remember now. But and it was just such a wonderful, wonderful time. And so I'm going to talk about kind of the way that I see that camp affects different groups of people. And I think that there's three main different types of people that it affects. And the first is probably the kids that you would think of when you think of camp, and probably a lot of the kids in this room that have gone, like, they go, and it's this awesome place to grow in their faith and in a safe place away from, like, the pressures of the world. And it's tons of fun, and that's awesome. But there's also this second group of kids that you're able to see. And these kids maybe don't come from a home that is as safe and supporting as what many of us are blessed with. And for them, maybe it's the first time that they're exposed to Christianity at all, or maybe just any sort of teaching about that. And is it still fun for them? Yeah, of course. But it's also much more than that. And it's substantially different from what it is for the first group of kids, because it's a safe place that they can have love and acceptance, and not just the absence of bullying, but the presence of love. And that's huge. And like, one thing that kind of hit me, and like, again, I was reminded of it last night, what an amazing, loving family that I have. And so it's kind of hard to comprehend, and it probably is hard for a lot of people to comprehend how much it means for these kids to have this place of belonging and love, and how much that means to them. And then the last group is the counselors, because camp is a great place for them to be able to grow their faith, and a place to be able to serve tangibly. And that's big for a teenager. You know, you're trying to figure out, how seriously am I going to take my faith? And it gives a clear, substantial way to embrace their faith and not just kind of go along for the ride. And yeah, it's hard work. It's not all just cute boys and cute girls and amazingly beautiful program directors. And maybe one more than the other. Sorry, Steve. But it's still worth doing that hard work, and because good things come out of that hard work, and they get to see that. Those are the three groups of people that I see being really affected by camp, and in really big ways. Thanks.
Thank you, Tyler. Now I'm going to ask Chantel to come up. Chantel Mazik. Some of you may not know her, but I do. She's great, and she's going to share what camp has meant to her.
Well, as you've heard, my name's Chantel. I've been at Camp Mishawa as a camper for 3 years, and I'm hoping to go again this summer. Some of my favorite things at Camp Mishawa are tuck, crafts, and swimming. This year, I'm hoping to try archery for the first time. It's fun to go to Camp Mishawa with a friend and get to spend lots of time together, but I also like making new friends. But one year when I was at Camp Mishawa, I found out that one of my grandpas had died. Earlier that day, one of my counselors had found out that her grandma had died. My counselor and my whole cabin prayed together with me, and that was really special to me. I don't think that would have ever happened at a different camp. I think Camp Mishawa is fun and special, and I can't wait to get back there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Jeanette is going to come up and introduce our speaker for today. So,
All right. When we were thinking about who can we have share on Camp Sunday, Steve and I said, let's ask Rob. And Rob Benke is a friend, and we've worked with him for a few years now at Mishawa. You'll see him. If you go up there, you'll see him. He's a jack of all trades. He's likes to do different things, and he's been a Mishawa boy from way back. I think he was a little after my time when I was a Mishawa counselor, so that tells you that he's younger than me, but we crossed paths more recently, and it was just really good to have him here this morning. So, Rob, God bless you this morning.
Thank you.
There we go. Can you all hear me well? Excellent. Well, let me tell you, it was a wonderful drive here this morning. My wife thought I was a little bit crazy. She said, why don't you go down tonight? And she said this yesterday, and I said, well, because I have to be about my job. During the summer, I'm at Camp Mishawa, and it's fabulous. We actually live only about 12 minutes away from Mishawa. It's kind of nice. I turn right out my driveway, drive for 12 minutes, and I'm at Camp Mishawa. I feel bad for you guys having to drive so many hours to get up there, dragging trailers and everything. But for me, it's a wonderful spot. You saw a picture earlier on the screen of the lakefront and a bench. And as soon as I saw that picture, I remembered 2 years ago, the power went out at Camp Mishawa. And there's that bench. And Steve and I sitting on that bench at about 1:30, 1:45 in the morning. And we sat there for about 3/4 of an hour watching a thunderstorm roll through. And it's experiencing the electricity in the air and the odd rainfall, but just seeing God at work around us. We were also up putting gas in generators so our food didn't go bad and so people could flush toilets. But it was an enjoyable time, and so many wonderful things happen at Camp Mishawa. Like I said, I'm there through the summer. I'm there from about May through to Thanksgiving weekend. Matter of fact, this Thanksgiving, we had our family Thanksgiving at Camp Mishawa. And the camp is open till Thanksgiving weekend, so if anybody wants to come up in the fall, if they don't like the big crowds that we have during the summer, they can come up in the fall and enjoy Camp Mishawa. It's a great place to be. But during the winter, I have to find other work. Last year, I worked as a, let's say, a student supervisory specialist. Basically, any child in the school who had the cops called on them, I got handed. Any school child that the teachers were afraid to deal with, I helped out with. And that was fun. But this year, I the cops weren't called. So I was out of work. And I'm standing there wondering, God, what are you going to do for me? I know you've provided in the past, and I know you're going to provide in the future, but I need something to help get me through the winter. So I'm just going to trust you. And I stopped at the dump, and sure enough, that day, I didn't get offered a dump job, but I got offered another job. And I'm going to give you a hint as to what my job is, and I want to see who can guess what I do for a living. I make one left-hand turn and 27 right-hand turns. What do I do? Anybody? Snowplow? No. Where? What do? A Zamboni, you got it. I am the glorious Zamboni driver of Killaloe, Aggie, and Richards. And I'm out there at minus 27 or 35 or whatever temperature it is, early in the morning and late at night, driving the Zamboni in it. And it gives me lots of time to think, because you're really not driving at a high rate of speed. Very much different than the trip here this morning. But you're making all these right-hand turns, and you're able to have time to think. It's 200 feet long, but you're only traveling at about 5 feet, 10 feet a second. So you have a lot of time to think in that job, and it's great because I get to think about all the wonderful times that I've had at Mishawa. I grew up in Pembroke. I worked at Mishawa 30 years ago for 5 years, and I was a maintenance guy, and I ran about the grounds just doing maintenance, fixing things, and everything else. And then I headed off to Bible college and met my wife, got married, got stuck down here in southwestern Ontario for 17 years, and then we moved back home. Well, what I call home. It was a shock for my family. My family, basically, we nurtured our kids within the urban areas. We were in Kitchener and Waterloo and Woodstock. And for them to be far away from Walmart and all those other things was a little bit of a shock. For me, I'm still dealing with the shock of the fact that I have to drive an hour to get to a Tim Hortons. And you guys have one 400 yards down the road. So there's lots of different changes that happen in our lives that we have to deal with. And our family adapted well, which was nice. But we came about getting back involved with Camp Mishawan. It's such a great experience for us. If you could go to our first slide, please. There we go. I am here on behalf of the ECM, Evergreen Christian Ministries, to talk to you about Stainer and about Mishawa and about why we do what we do, about the opportunities for people to be involved in what we do as well. Like Jeanette had mentioned earlier, there's a wonderful booklet here, and it lists some of the stuff that we do. We have some new stuff happening this coming year. If you can actually go to the next slide. You may recognize those people on the left, the Diltz family. This week, this Tuesday, we're actually having a spaghetti party, a pasta party, to help raise money for a new venture that we're doing at Camp Mishawa. We're doing a First Nations week, and they have only so much money at their disposal. So we're trying to help them raise money. So we're having this pasta party this Tuesday. So you can pray for that would be a success. And so this is a joint venture between World Partners, Camp Mishawa, and Smoky Trails. That's one new thing happening this year. Over at Stainer, there is a Heroes on the Move day camp happening this year. So if you could pray for that as well. Make sure to pick up your brochure, take a look through it. Some interesting stuff to see. There's also the new canoe trip that's happening out of Camp Mishawa this year. Dave Timlock and Mike Hodson are heading that up. They're the faces behind that venture. And if you could pray for that trip as well. There's three ways in which you can really help out Camp Mishawan. I sat down one day and tried to figure out, how can I make it all the same letter? So I tried different words and mixture, and I finally came up with this one. Three ways. First, you can pray. Second, you can play. And last, you can pay. And you know what? You guys have been great at all three. And we like to thank you for everything you've done for Camp Mishawa. We know that you pray for this camp. We, you know, we have a camp Sunday, and that many prayers have gone up from many of you who have sent your kids or sent other kids for the ministry team there. We are also so thankful that we have had Steve and Jeanette at Camp Mishawa for, well, how many years has it been now? 10? Is it 8? Okay. So they've been at Mishawa for 8 years, and it's been a blessing to Camp Mishawa. But we would like you to continue to pray for us as we change, as we morph. We have a new board, and they're very much forward thinkers. And we really need that. We need to think about growth. We need to think about building the kingdom. And we're very excited about all the stuff that's happening. We have a new cabin coming in this year. It's going to be a 12-bunk cabin. Now, this year, it's not going to have the bunks in it. We're going to use it for something else this year. But next year, we'll be putting the bunks in and also possibly building another cabin. We're also expanding our skill levels and all that other stuff as well. So pray for us as we learn new skills, as we venture into new areas. Prayer is a very strong thing for all of us. I know some of you are collective prayers. You'll get together with a whole bunch of people. And then there's some of you who are just like me, and I just like getting in my little quiet room and coming before God and asking him to work at Camp Mishawa. And sometimes I slap myself and say, no, he's already there. He's ready to work. He's ready to be there for these kids. We have to get the kids there, and we have to have people there to help them, to guide them, to show them God. The second way you can help, you can play. And by play, we mean come up and visit us. Come up and be part of either a family camp. Maybe you have a week off work, and you would like to touch some lives. Talk to Steve and Jeanette. Come on up as counselors. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's all in your heart, right? How old you are? We have a gentleman in the Ottawa Valley. He's 83 years old. And he's still in the bush every day with a chainsaw, going about his day. And it's all in the desire and the energy and the passion that's within your heart. And I see it every year. I recognize a lot of the faces sitting off in our youth. And the great jobs they did this past summer of relaying the gospel to those kids, because they need to hear it. But sometimes we need to come up ourselves and see the environment, be part of that environment, or come up for family camp and just relax. As you see, the scenery is beautiful. can I get you to go to the next slide, please? Here is our, there's a journey waiting for you. That's our theme this year at Camp Mishawa 2013. And there's the listing of the camps. So if you'd like to come up and be part of one of those, check your calendar, see if you're available. And if you can, come on up. Help us out in some way, shape, or form. That would be greatly appreciated. Or just come up to relax and experience God's presence. Lastly, is the one that very few churches like to hear. It's pay. Now, by pay, I don't mean fork out the money for all the little details, but contribute to kids coming to camp. And if you could go to the next slide, please. And this is pay their way. And it's just like send a kid to camp. We've just put a different phrase on it, that's all. So if you would like to contribute in that way and send a kid to camp, give them the experience of camp. I didn't get to experience camp till I was 18 years old. And the first summer I went there, I was cleaning toilets. And then senior teen came along, and I was able to experience that. And Larry Shantz, and I think of several other pastors that were there. Ray Dietz from Emmanuel Bible College. Several other people were a big influence on me going to Bible college and stepping further into God's kingdom. So come on up and help us. And if you can contribute to even just $10 or $5, every little bit counts. It all adds up. And we can send kids to camp. Now, I'm kind of biased. I want them to come to Mishawa. I want them to experience all the lakefront and all the other stuff. But we have some great activities happening over at Stainer as well. So please help us in getting these little kids up to camp. And by little kids, I mean anywhere from 8 years old up to 18. And let them hear about God. This year, our main verse for our camps is 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20 of the New Living Translation. Let me read it for you. This is David, and he's talking to his son Solomon. And he says, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid of discouragement by the size of the task, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you." When I talked to Steve and Jeanette throughout the summer and then again in the fall, we were trying to figure out what theme do we want. And I kind of asked Steve and Jeanette to kind of run with it. And we sat down and they talked about, we want to talk to the kids about dealing with the wilds of life. Dealing with the issues that surround them. Yes, we're still concerned that they learn who God is and that they come to a saving knowledge of who God is. A lot of time we as churches kind of lose a little bit of the focus and we say, okay, or maybe even ministries like Youth for Christ or whoever. And sometimes we lose focus and we're so concerned about get them saved, get them saved, get them saved, get them saved. That we forget about the discipling. We forget about preparing them for the life that they're going into. And this year we're going to concentrate just a little bit more on that. On helping them deal with the wilds of life. Helping them deal with their wilderness experiences. Helping them deal with situations at home or at school. This past week, my daughter went to a funeral of a young lady. Now, this lady was 23, and she went to camps as a kid. But in her teenage years, she kind of lost focus. She got involved in drugs and alcohol, and this past week, she took her own life. My daughter went to that funeral, and she sang at that funeral with her friend, who was the niece of the lady who committed suicide. And they were able to share the gospel with people in grief. Why? Because they were taught how. Because we discipled them. And it's so good to see your kids and to hear your kids are doing wonderful things to spread the gospel. But they can't do it unless they're prepared. There's that scripture that says, we need to go preach the gospel, but we can't do it unless we're prepared, unless we're empowered, unless we're taught how to do so. So that's what we want to concentrate on a bit this year, is teaching the kids how to deal with the wilds of life. If we look at this passage, but we look at it in the NAS version, I kind of like it because it says, just do it. David is telling Solomon, just do it. Just build the temple. Go ahead and do it. And there he's being an encouragement to his own son Solomon. and saying, it's just like, maybe we should use the Nike symbol this year. And just do it. Go for it. But David also prepared Solomon. He handed him over to God and allowed him to grow. Our kids are facing so many things nowadays. And to see the smiles on their faces up at camp is incredible. I know some of the kids who come to our camp personally. We have Family and Children's Services send a bunch of kids to camp every year. How many do we have this year? 47? 57? I can't remember. But they come. And it's neat to see them because when I see them in the schools and on the playgrounds and everything else, they're often kind of loners and discouraged. And they're off by themselves fretting about life and they have worries and sometimes they don't even... they show up with a bag that has stuff in it, but it's not lunch. Because you never see them eating lunch. And they show up in tattered clothes with tattered shoes and you see the depth of their loneliness and their despair. And then you see them at Camp Mishawa. Tyler was up leading one evening. He and Mr. Work. What's his first name? Brian Work. I'm not good with names. Too tall, too many low doorways. But they were up leading songs. And I walked in that chapel. And I saw about a dozen kids who, when they arrived the first day, were wanting to go home. Or were just off by themselves, loners, or sitting on the porch of their cabin, sulking. And I saw these dozen kids laughing and smiling and having a great time. Not only was that happening, but they were connecting one with each other. They're building community. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47 says what? They got together. They broke bread together. They studied the apostles' teaching. Camp Mishawa, for a lot of these kids, it's like Acts chapter 2, the early church. They're building community. They're learning how to work with each other, communicate with each other. One of the kids, and we'll say his last name was Lewis. Young Mr. Lewis had a temper issue. Young Mr. Lewis took a bat to about three different doors at Camp Mishawa on the cabins. He then kicked in another door with his foot, just standing there kicking back. He had an anger issue. And as I, Steve came up with a very creative way of dealing with young Mr. Lewis. And he sent young Mr. Lewis to me to be my assistant to repair the doors that he had so energetically rearranged. So we got to sit and talk. And I got to find out about young Mr. Lewis's family. He's got a father that lives in Quebec, a mother that lives in Ontario. He's got a younger brother who's very ill. And he's got a lot of anger pent up because so much of his life is out of control. He's having to deal with the wilds of being in that family situation. And we sat down and we talked. I'd love to hire this kid because evidently he's broken a lot of stuff because he knows how to repair everything he's broken. It'd be great to have him swinging a hammer at Camp Mishawa repairing doors and all that other stuff, but unfortunately he's below 15 years of age. But a great young man, if dealt with properly, if talked to, if kind of rationalized with. And that's what we hope to do, is to help these kids learn to rationalize, learn to deal with the wilds of life, learn to deal with all the problems that they have. How many people here are in grade 1 to 6? How many people here? Okay, good. How is school going? See, I didn't hear much excitement there. Isn't school awesome? What is it you like most about school? You like homework. Bless you, child. I give my family homework and they don't like it. Yes, what do you like about school? Gym, activity, and that's what another thing we have at Camp Mishawa, lots of activity for them. Why? Because it builds, first of all, it gets them physically working. That's another thing I wanted to tell you this year. As you send kids, as you send even your own children to Camp Mishawa, because we have more than 4.5 hours of activity throughout the day, you can actually claim your camp fees on your income tax. And we've been doing research and changes to our program and stuff, and now you can actually claim part of their camp fee on your income tax. What else do you like about school? There's one I'm looking for. Art, okay, that's a good one. We have crafts at Camp Mishawa. Math, we don't have math at Camp Mishawa. Hold it, I'm wrong. When you shoot the arrow at the target, we count up how many points maybe you get. That's about as close, but that's still, I think it's a lot better than, you know, the other stuff you usually do in math. What else do you guys like about school? New stuff about the Bible. That's excellent. And that's what we want to help kids too, because the Bible is our guidebook. It is our roadmap to life. And as we read the Bible and we incorporate it into our lives, which we hope to do with these kids, as we help them incorporate it into their lives become more manageable. Not necessarily easier, just more manageable. What else do you guys like about school? Anybody? My favorite subject? Lunch. Sometimes shows a little too much, but my favorite subject is lunch. And we have some great food at Camp Mishawa, and we have some great times where you guys can break bread together. And in Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47, it talks about people getting together and going to each other's houses and stuff like that. Well, we gather in the dining hall, and there's lots of fun that happens in there as well, as many of you know. We have stand-ups and all that other stuff that happens, and it's great to see that. And to see little kids who maybe are only children or maybe are in these broken family relationships gathering together and having a great time, not only eating, but laughing along with each other. One of my other favorite ones was recess, and there's some free time for the kids as well, some time to stretch, some time to go canoeing and all that other stuff. 2 years ago, I was walking from the dining hall back to my trailer. And my phone went off. You know that Facebook sound? So I pulled my phone out of the pouch. And just as I pulled my phone out of the pouch, my wife was driving in our van and pulled over next to the trailer. And she waved. And I waved back. And I started reading my email. And I got a message that a close friend of mine, a man who had been in my wedding party, I got a message that he had passed on. And I walked over to my wife, and I had to tell her. I said, "Remember Phil from our wedding party?" She goes, "Oh, yeah." I said, "He just died." And I started to cry. It wasn't mostly because I had just lost a good friend. But it was because I knew he had an 11-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. And when I was a teenager, I lost my dad. And for a little while, I had no direction. I was in every direction. And we have kids that come to camp that are in that situation, who have lost parents. Maybe they're living with their grandparents. But they've suffered great losses, and they don't know how to handle it. And sure, they may come to us broken and battered and beaten by the world. But I can tell you right now, I've seen some counselors do some absolutely incredible stuff. Some brave stuff of helping these little kids manage grief, loss, anger, all that stuff. And I give thanks to every one of you who come up and be part of our ministry, because it truly is a ministry. It's not a ministry where we're just there for the fun. Sure, we have fun doing it. You see that picture of Steve making Jeanette walk the plank? And we see the other pictures, and if you go on online, you'll see other pictures of people being tipped out of canoes and all that other stuff, and people shooting slingshots. Steve and Jeanette started that up this year, and that was a awesome time for a lot of the kids. They'd never even shot a slingshot. These kids are experiencing stuff they may never do again. and they've come through the wilds of life beaten and torn and beat up. And we want to help them. And we thank you for helping us help them, for contributing time, for contributing money, for sending kids, and for coming and being part of Camp Mishawa. We thank you for having this Sunday, a time that we can all gather together and celebrate what camp ministry is all about. We thank you for loaning us, Steve and Jeanette, through the summers that have gone past, the 8 years that they've been with us. And they've been an awesome asset to us. They've been great teachers and trainers of your youth and youth from all over Ontario. Incredible opportunities to see the kingdom grow. And we thank you for being part of that. And we pray and we hope that you will continue to be part of that ministry. I'm going to do something. I want you all to raise your hand. Okay? And then bring it over in front of your face. And then reach out back. I see wives helping quench their husband's face. But pat yourself on the back. You've done such a great job. You've been part of that ministry, even though sometimes you may not be there. But you've been part of that ministry. And may God richly bless you for everything you've done and for all you're going to do. It's not for us so we have a nice summer home. It's for the kids so they can understand that they have a Savior that loves them. And like our passage says, may the Lord my God be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And any investment you make in Camp Mishawa or Stainer or even to send some young people up to be workers and maybe even sponsor them, we thank you for that. You have been a blessing to God's kingdom. You have been a blessing to the young lives that come to Mishawa. I have one challenge for you today. Because you guys have risen up and beaten every challenge down that has ever been given to you. And I have one challenge for you today is I want you this afternoon to concentrate on a 2-minute prayer. I'm not asking you to go out and purchase canoes or kayaks and all this other stuff. I just want you to spend 2 minutes with God. Put yourself away someplace. Guys, go to your man cave, your garage, wherever you want to go. Ladies, wherever it is you want to go. Even you young people, I challenge you today to take 2 minutes and sit alone with God and ask God, what is it you want me to do for your kingdom this year? And Lord God, what is it you want me to do for your kingdom ministries like Mishawa, Stainer, like our church, our community, the food bank, whatever. And I want you to take 2 minutes praying that, and I want you to take 5 minutes to listen. And listen for God to speak to you. I challenge the young person this summer to take 30 seconds and pray to God and take 15 minutes to listen. And this summer, I saw God work mightily in that young person's life because they took time to listen to God. Why could they listen to God? Because they had the relationship. Why did they have the relationship? I knew full well is because they were at camp as a kid. And now, they were there as a worker. So let's pray for our workers. Let's pray for our camp. Let's pray for our leaders. Pray for Steve and Jeanette as they do so much stuff just to get everything ready for camp. And then to pull it all off during the summer with all the turmoil of things that happen like weather and storms and all that other stuff. And be with our cabin leaders, our dishwashers, our maintenance people, our waterfront staff. Pray for them as well. Because they are some of, as well, our frontline people. They come in contact with these kids. Pray for them and send them. And once again, I thank you on behalf of EMC and on behalf of the Lord our God. God bless you all.
Well, before we close, we're going to sing a song together. Invite you all to stay for a hot dog lunch afterwards. If you're able to donate a little bit towards that, that would be wonderful.